The good news this morning is that the fire burning around Eagle Bay and Mealup has been downgraded, and it looks like most, if not all, of those homes have probably been spared, which is just great news given the scenes that we saw yesterday. Blake Moore is the incident controller for the City of Busselton. He's on the line. Good morning, Blake.
Morning, Mark. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, no worries. It's good to have some good news, isn't it? You guys have got this under control?
Yeah, some amazing efforts by crews yesterday managed to get the fire contained at 225 hectares, and we managed to downgrade the warnings overnight to a watch and act.
So what does that mean for people in the area right now?
Sure. It means that the crews have still got a massive effort ahead of them today, and the risk is not gone from the area. Mm-hmm. However, with the fire currently being stationary and contained, the risk has been reduced at the moment.
So roads are still blocked, though, the area, because it is a, you know, it's a self-contained point there out to Cape Naturalist. It's still a no-go zone.
Yeah, correct. So Cape Naturalist is still shut. Conditions today due to the winds and temps may test containment lines, and conditions are constantly changing today. We are putting a big effort into reinstating and clearing roads and making areas safe. And if possible, our priority today is to make those roads safe in that area, safe for communities to potentially return back to their homes this evening.
Oh, wow, that would be good news. What can you tell those homeowners? Blake, yesterday morning we were speaking to people who had been evacuated in the early hours of the morning and overnight and fled to Dunsborough with no idea of what had happened. But does it look like all those homes have been spared?
Yeah, I understand that that's quite a stressful time for those residents, and we do thank them for the efforts that they've made to work with us and give us the space that we've needed. We can say that we have not lost any properties, so that's a great result. There's been some extremely hard work done by crews and some great saves that were made during that evening, but it's a great outcome that we haven't lost any property.
That's pretty extraordinary. That's just such a, you guys have been doing a great job for us all summer already. That is a brilliant result if that's the case, because there would be hundreds of homes dotted through that area. What's the plan of attack then today? Are you still using aerial appliances and still trying to get this thing out from the sky?
Yeah, because we've got the fire contained, we're not using any aerial firefighting aircraft at this point. There's still some observation aircraft that will be flying around assisting with some intelligence gathering. However, the crews on the ground, there's a massive effort going in today to continue to make the area safe and keep it contained. So there's going to be quite a number of fire vehicles within the area still working on that objective.
And the big question, of course, with any of these fires, is anyone any closer to working out how it might have started and if it might have been deliberate?
Yeah, sure. We're still working very, very closely with WA Police to get them in and conduct a full investigation of the incident area, including the point of origin. At this point, the cause of the fire is still not known, but we are working with them to identify that.
Okay. Well, look, Blake, thanks so much for your time. And again, the good news, not just the fire being contained, but you're telling us maybe by later today or this evening, those people who own those properties might be able to be let back in?
Yeah, sure. Look, conditions today are quite testing on crews, so I can't give any ETAs, but we are, like I said, we're making it a priority of ours to let the people into their homes as soon as we can, but it will be probably later this evening if possible.
Okay, good on you. And again, thanks from all of us. That's just such a great job. Really appreciate the efforts you guys do down there. Thanks, Blake.
Thanks, Mark.